Learning is about making connections, not just between, say, a math concept and its real-life applications, but between teachers and students. Race sometimes gets in the way of that. In CMS, most teachers are white, but most students are African-American or Latino. The district is trying to recruit more teachers of color, but it's not easy going. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Omar Lipscomb is on a recruiting tour of UNC Charlotte's education department. He's a senior at North Rowan High and wants to be a special education teacher.
I applied to Miami, Winston-Salem State, Central, North Carolina Central.
He says growing up assisting his brother, who is autistic, helped convince him that teaching is the job for him. But Lipscomb, who is African American, says a big reason he wants to be a teacher is because
I rarely see a African American teacher. And I feel like we need more because people really don't look at African-Americans, period, the same. And I feel like if we have more positive role models that, you know, it could really make a difference.
In North Carolina, Black, Latino, Asian, and Native Americans represent only about 18% of public school teachers, whereas children of color account for half of the state students. That closely reflects national numbers. As for Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, people of color make up a third of teachers, while that describes 71% of students.
Race is not any indicator of how effective somebody is as an instructor, but in terms of being able to connect with students, yeah, it's a huge factor.
That's James Ford, North Carolina's 2014 Teacher of the Year. He now works for the Public School Forum of North Carolina and trains other teachers. Ford taught at Garinger High School, where, like him, most of the students are African American.
You bring a wealth of certain nuanced ideas and norms, shared experiences to a classroom. And so when a kid sees that you can make that cultural connection, not only am I Black, but I listen to hip hop, I can speak what we call Ebonics, those things resonate.
Recent studies show that African-American students do slightly better academically when they have teachers of their own race. Ford says he saw this firsthand. He also observed how Black students got frustrated when they didn't think their white teachers understood them. He says oftentimes they did not.
I've been in environments and in workshops, and they have just outrightly said, "What's wrong with our Black girls?" And they say, "Well, they're loud." And I said, "Well, if by being loud you mean louder than what you're accustomed to, you know, that may be something that's culturally defined. And so unless it's disrupting instruction, that may be something you have to unpack. Honor that."
A Duke University study found that attitudes like that may make white teachers more likely to punish Black students. For example, the study found African-American students are 3 times more likely than white students to be suspended when taught by white teachers. In CMS, about 25% of teachers are African-American, whereas 40% of CMS students are Black. The gap is even larger when it comes to Hispanics, a growing student population. Only about 3% of CMS teachers are Hispanic compared to 22% of students. A district human resources director, Rakita Leek, says CMS is working hard to recruit teachers of color, but it's not easy.
There's just a pipeline shortage, and so we're all vying for the same small number of teachers that are out there, so it can be very competitive.
Leek says they are recruiting Latino teachers in Florida and other states with large Latino populations. They've also enlisted the help of an international recruiting firm to attract teachers of color around the globe. In addition, they are targeting education majors at historically Black colleges and universities.
We make sure that those individuals are aware of those types of opportunities that are in our district where we have high numbers of students of color concentrated in a subset of schools who might come from low-income backgrounds or families. And many of those prospects do respond to that because they are mission-driven and they are interested in making an immediate impact.
These are good steps, says Lisa Merriweather, UNC Charlotte's Education Department Diversity Chair, but she says more needs to be done.
If that's all you're doing, then maybe you're just kind of checking a box. Okay, we went here, we tried, we're done. But it has to be, I think, very intentional. It has to be ongoing. It's not a, you know, one in, one out. If you want to be successful in them, which is at the end of the day what's most important, is that it has to be a sustained effort.
The number of African American teachers dropped significantly after desegregation. 40,000 teachers lost their jobs in the South when many black schools closed and the formerly all-white schools refused to hire them. Of course, today, many other professional job opportunities are open to African Americans and fewer are going into teaching. For those who do go, as with many teachers, pay is one reason they leave. According to a Center for American Progress report, another is because they feel isolated or unsupported.
What is due tomorrow?
Detailed description. Latasha Roberts Hofer almost left teaching because of that. Cato Middle College High School, where she works, is one of five CMS schools that only have one African-American teacher. Five others have no teachers of color at all.
I don't know that anybody really stepped back and realized that I was the only African-American, basically alone in a corner room. And I could see the closeness among them. They started calling each other by first names, and I didn't feel that connection. And I even had a teacher that requested that I call her by her last name.
Roberts Hofer, who's been at Cato for 5 years, says she stayed because she felt her students of color need her. These days, things are better for her, partly because she has a black principal who she says is supportive. At this point, no one expects the teacher of color shortage to change much in coming years, especially since there are so few candidates in the pipeline. Fewer people in general are going into education. Enrollment in the UNC System School of Education is down 30% since 2010. Last year, Johnson C. Smith closed its education department partly due to a lack of interest. At UNC Charlotte School of Education, only about 18% of last year's graduates were people of color. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.